Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the studios of KSFR and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. I'd like to welcome Anna Porter. She is the author of Kastner's Train, The True Story of an Unknown Hero of the Holocaust. She will be speaking at Garcia Street Books this evening from 5 to 6. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. So, Rezső Kastner was born in 1907 in Hungary. Let's start with the part of his story, which is long before World War II. What was the place in society of Jews in Hungary before World War II and before the Nazi occupation?
It was relatively comfortable. They had been, Jews were fully emancipated. They took part in pretty much every walk of life. Some owned land, largely they had become members of a more intellectual class than I think pretty much anywhere else in Eastern Europe. They are more like Germany. They were lawyers, doctors, engineers. A lot of them were writers, journalists, newspapermen, reporters. They owned some of them owned newspapers. They were involved in industry. They owned, in fact, they owned quite a lot of the industrial enterprises in Hungary. So they were well integrated into Hungarian life.
So Rezső Kastner was a natural politician. He was brilliant. He was fearless, even from an early age. And he became aware of National Socialism pretty early on. He even read Mein Kampf.
Yes, he did. He was a linguist, and he was able. He read the book in German, even before it had become a hugely popular item. It was already popular, but long before it had become a really major item in Germany, he'd read the book. He was educated partly in what is now Czechoslovakia, he really, for some reason, he determined that this man was, and his ideas were dangerous.
And so the story really gets underway in the early 40s, and the story that's actually pretty well known of the rest of the world's resistance to allow European Jews to emigrate once the